Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to share some butterfly inspiration that I think will help you reduce your anxiety. It's getting to be toward the end of the summer here, and I have had butterflies come into my awareness in physical ways and in conversation, and so I thought that I would share with you these two butterfly, they're actually meditations, but I want you to use them as inspirations in your life. Butterflies are really lovely, lovely creatures, and many people design gardens with special plants and structures just to attract these beautiful creatures. And with these two meditations or inspirations that I have for you, you'll be able to surround yourself with the butterflies anytime that you go back and listen to these. Let them inspire you to think about change, beauty, growth, and letting go. These are things that are all so important to anyone who is dealing with any kind of stress or anxiety. Change, beauty, growth, and letting go. The first one that I have is butterflies and change. Butterflies make remarkable transformations, right, from larva to caterpillars and then to their final form. Learn to embrace change in your own life in this same way. Celebrate what you have to gain. Caterpillars may be unaware of what's ahead of them. However, you can identify the rewards that you want to work for. You may not see exactly how it will turn out, but imagine how much better you'll feel when you get to these goals, or as you begin to work toward them, making small milestones along the way. Celebrate those milestones. Next, I want you to accept change in your life as inevitable. If you need more encouragement, reflect on how your life evolves, even without any effort on your part. Like a butterfly, you've grown from an infant to an adult. Not from anything that you did. You did not have to take a class in how to do that. All of those changes happened, and you could not stop those changes. They were inevitable. You were going to grow up. You were going to get taller. You were going to get older. All of these changes happen without our input. It is a part of nature, just as the butterfly. The butterfly was able to transform from larva to caterpillar and then to butterfly. We too are changing, and it is inevitable. And we can accept that. It's beautiful. It is nothing to fear or stop and make effort to stop it. No, we can accept this. You can raise your sights. Butterflies flutter through the air rather than crawling on the ground. So you can do well to raise your sights, shedding old limitations and set new ambitious goals. It's okay to raise your sights, to fly above, to get up off the ground. Sometimes this is the place that you're at. You are going from the caterpillar into the butterfly. It is time to fly. And we can do this and make it easier by lifting our sights, by raising them up. You can recognize your resilience. So many of us do not do this. We do not recognize how resilient we are. People struggling with anxiety often have been through amazing struggle, day after day, month after month, really year after year. I too struggled for decades. And so I really did begin to recognize at some point how resilient I was. I would like that for you. Give yourself credit for all that you've overcome and all that you've achieved, knowing that you are strong enough to cope with difficult circumstances. And I know that because you have already done that. You are here. So finally recognize it. This is a place where you give yourself a gift. So when you are down, think of the butterfly. Think of the butterfly and the change they go through. And let yourself enjoy that change that you are going through.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And now for our second butterfly inspiration / meditation. This one is about spreading your wings like a butterfly. A lot of us going through anxious times have kind of kept those wings tight and close. Any kind of tension will do that to you. And so as fragile as a butterfly looks, they have been known to travel for thousands of miles. They can even soar at speeds of up to 30 miles an hour with the aid of the wind. Think of how much distance you can cover. I want you to take these little four tips and let them sink into you as I read through them. First off, I want you to welcome challenges. Gaining knowledge and sharpening your skills requires stepping outside of your comfort zone. Identify one area in your life where you want to grow. For example, maybe you want to deepen a relationship or take on a major project at work. Welcome the challenge of doing that. Spread your wings. Set your sights higher. and welcome the challenge that it's going to take to get there. The second place I want you to focus is to assess your potential. Consider your core strengths and list the tasks that you're good at and that you enjoy. Get those journals out. I want you to write these down. I want you to see what your potential is. It's so easy to gloss over what we're good at, what comes natural to us. What's natural to us is difficult for other people and vice versa. So write these things down. I want you to find your core strengths and list them out. And what do you like doing? What can you learn from the feedback that you receive from others? You may find that you're a talented writer or a strong strategic planner. You may be good at something that you haven't even considered as a talent. But not everybody can do that thing. Assess your potential. Find what you're good at. Jot those things down. Spread your wings with those. See where you can go. Next, I want you to feel liberated. I want you to enjoy a greater sense of flexibility in life. You can set your own course. Your life is yours. It's okay if you are not going along with the herd. It's okay. You can set your own course. Resolve to be your authentic self and to pursue what is truly worthy of you, your values. Think about your life purpose and how you can achieve it. Ask yourself what you want to contribute to the world. This will help you to feel liberated. It will help you to feel as if you are living on purpose when you can pay attention to these things. And you will feel flexible because it will be your values that you are dealing with and that you are setting your own course. I would love to know that you were out there pursuing what was truly worthy of you. Believe it or not, this really holds us back. This really adds to our anxiety when we are not being our authentic self, when we are not pursuing what is truly worthy of ourselves. Those are stressors. Those are things that we are living with moment by moment by moment. All of those are straws on the camel's back. You want to spread your wings and fly, not be loaded down by all of these ways of living that are not truly yours. Find ways to feel liberated. Next, I want you to go someplace new. Hold on to that sense of adventure as you complete your meditation. As we finish up here, decide to tackle something new today. You might want to read a book on an unfamiliar subject. Perhaps you'll travel a different route on your way home from work or on your way to pick up the kids. Adding something new, actually expanding and spreading those wings, will give you the sense that you can do things differently. You aren't stuck on the hamster wheel. There isn't just one track in life. You can begin to actually resolve some of your anxiety about being in different spaces, taking different routes, by adjusting your route just a tiny bit. You don't have to go drive halfway across the country in order to get over this. One little move, one little change. Instead of turning left out of the driveway, turn right and see how to go from there. You made one little change, but it will free you up because you are actually doing something different. You are taking yourself to a new place, even if it was just one block out of your usual way. This gives you more space. You don't feel like you have to always be in the same route, on the same track, doing the same thing day in and day out. Practice feeling as light and as free as a butterfly. Again, just now, relax those shoulders. Relax your facial muscles. Let your eyes drift down, almost closing, unless you're driving. Let those butterflies teach you to welcome change and to let go. Let go of what was and embrace what is. And now for today's quote. How does one become a butterfly? You have to want to learn to fly so much that you are willing to give up being a caterpillar. And that author is unknown. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.